The Deputy General Secretary of the CPP, Kwame Jantia, has accused the media of being biased against the CPP and other smaller parties. According to him, many programs on elections are skewed towards the two major parties to the detriment of the smaller ones. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Jantia said the media have not been fair to his party and others in terms of the content they churn out.
Where the CPP is concerned, we really don't think the media has best one. When I say that, I mean what I'm trying to say is that we have had to push, we've had to complain to the media that, look, we are also part and parcel of this political process. Because what do you tend to find? You tend to find that the media tend to push the two major political parties and leave the others behind. Why? Aren't we part of the process? So we have to give everybody, we have to give every political party a level playing field so that they can also have the opportunity to interrogate the other party. What are you trying to say to Ghanaians? That is, these two parties that are the most important parties? I mean, sometimes the media are biased, and I don't blame them, because it seems to be they have ingrained in their mind that these two parties are the only parties. But these two parties, they have been in power for how many years? Are we not still marking time?
In terms of the promotion of the peace, how would you assess the performance too?
I think they've been able to cover a lot that has been said about peace. I think even within their own program, they've been able to tell Ghanaians that it's not a do or die affair, it's only an election. Peace should prevail. That, yes, they've been able to do that.
Okay.
But in terms of the political party,
been represented adequately.
I think they've been biased.
Deputy General Secretary of the CPP, Kwame Jantia.
In response, the Vice President of the Ghana Journalists Association, Nafil Money, said the situation has become so because the bigger parties look more visible in terms of organizing programs and drawing media attention. Additionally, the CPP and the other smaller parties over the years lack the financial ability to organize activities to attract media attention. Mr. Money was of the view that the outnumbering of the state-owned media by the private ones is also to blame. He urged journalists to respect journalistic ethics as they cover the electioneering.
All the parties do not have the same financial muscle. So in terms of financial viability, they are not on the same scale. Some are so disabled that they cannot organize programs which will court the media or put them in the medium limelight. So I believe CPP finds itself in this category of parties we do not have at all when it comes to financing the activities. So obviously, you don't expect the media to also give you that visibility which will satisfy you.
In this case, it's talking about even in terms of programs. Inviting them to a program would not take so much money for a party to just appear.
We have as many as 23 registered parties in Ghana. So it is not within the bounds of possibility to feature all the 23 in a single program. But within the constraint, you know, we would try, and the state of media, for instance, is enjoined under Article 5512, equal treatment to all the broadcast parties. But this law does not apply to the private media, and which are dominating the media scene, doing well as far as these elections are concerned.
For the GJ, what are you still doing to aid in what has been started so far so that even during the elections, things will not go haywire?
Before the electoral race got to its present peak, we came up with guidelines on electoral coverage, and we will appeal to our members to regard these guidelines as their Bible. So they should internalize the core values enshrined in these guidelines and reflect them in their analysis, in their report, in anything media related. That way, Ghana will ensure upholding free, fair, and transparent elections.
Vice President of GJA, Afil Money.